Thursday, April 20th, the president had a long meeting with Connolly this morning, and I didn't talk to him after that because he went from there into another meeting and I left for Camp David on our Kissinger cover-up mission. Early this morning, he got into his plans with Connolly. He is going to just work things out on the same basis as I had developed them with John, so there should be no great problem there. He had dictated a long memo to Kissinger, which was his main concern this morning. He had Rose retype it, and then we sent it as a cable to Henry in Moscow, the point being guidance to him on the negotiations. Henry apparently plans to make a long philosophical opening statement and lead into a lot of items of background, the president's philosophy, and so on. The president, in his memo, ordered him to move directly to Vietnam and insist that they get the Vietnam discussion completed before they move to anything else, such as matters relating to the summit. He wrote quite a long memorandum, which he read most of to me. Henry isn't going to like it because it doesn't follow his style, but he may still go ahead and do it the way the president's told him to. The president came up to Camp David later on this evening. I had no further contact with him today, end of April 20th.